Hi, folks. Jerry D. Lewis. This is my new album, Southern Root. I hope you enjoy the album. Buy a copy. You need the album. I need the money. Here's one of my favorite songs from it, neighbors, from Jerry Lee Lewis.
Whoa! Give it to me now. I don't want much. The killer just wants a little bit. Give it to me. I don't want it all. Honey, God, just want a little bit. Yeah. You got to me. Yeah, just a little bit. Give me a little bit of your love. I don't want it all. The killer wants a little bit. Diddy, diddy, windy bit. Give me a little bit of your love. Oh, don't step on my blue suede shoes, baby, but give me a little bit of your love. Woo! I gotta have it, mama. If I can't get it, I might go crazy. And I just don't want to do that, baby. Gotta have a little bit of you. Woo! Oh, a little bit of your love. Honey, take what you got and hang it in to my slot. Uh-huh, think about that. A little bit. Itty-weeny-bitty-your-love. Yeah. That's a mother hump.
Well, thank you so much, Killer. It's a great pleasure to be here and a pleasure to see you. I am still rocking. I enjoy my shows that I do. I love to really satisfy the people they pay to get in to see a show. I love to give them a show. And I don't know, I stay in good shape by working and working out on stage. People say, well, you stay in real good shape. How you do it? I say, well, just follow me around and watch my shows. You'll see how I stay in shape. That's where I can jump up on a piano and off of them. Rock on. Yes, it is. It's a rock and roll album. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll. I love country music, love rock music, pop music. Love any kind of music, classical music, as long as it's real good music. Really, I just love music, period, and we just enjoy it so much that I just like to do all of it. No, we have a new album out, of course, last album, which was a country album. Thank God, Sometimes a Memory Just Ain't Enough, and a big single record on it, too, which is country. Yes, it was. The session was recorded in England, in London, England, and it was some great stars would help back me up on the album, and we come off with a couple of singles, Don't Put No Headstones on My Grave, and a big record we had off of it was Drinking Wine Spodeote, which is a pure rock album. It is the first song I ever done in public, and the old Ford place in Faraday, Louisiana. That's right, and they took up a collection for me, about $13, I believe it was, first money ever made, and 1949. I always stood by rock and roll because I have a God-given talent for music. I love music, and I started off with what they call rock and roll. Of course, a whole lot of shaking going on. My first big record was, you listen to it, it's boogie woogie, or you could say boogie woogie or rock and roll, but it's just music with a beat. It's like a country song, which has a good tune, and it has the, only we put the beat to it and rock it and put the real feel to it. And this is where you come with your real rock and roll, and it'll never die. And it'll stay big, it'll go, and it'll come. And now it's coming. It can never die. I don't know why people said this or why they doubted it. A lot of the jocks and people doubted it and started playing different kinds of music like Bobby Vinton, Bobby V, Bobby Darin, flock of Bobbies ahead. These are all good people too, but we stuck by rock music, me and Chuck Berry and people like this. I think Elvis got off of the rock. I don't think he was completely loyal to it. He's a good friend of mine and everything. We stuck by it all the way, and we knew it would come back because they had to play this again because, man, there's no getting around it. You can't get around good rock and roll music. It's got to get to you some kind of way. It's like a good church revival. If you're the right kind of person and you want to do right, well, a good church revival will get to you. If you're a good music lover, rock and roll will get to you. I don't think so. We've worked. For years, I've been in the business ever since 1957, and I've never stopped. I mean, we sell more records now than we ever have, of course. I don't know, it's been such a big change as the years go by. Like, you know, people didn't stick by rock and roll. Now, I started doing country music. Well, the country jocks started playing my records. Well, we started selling records, and of course, they say, well, why did you start singing and playing country music? If you'll check back Great Balls of Fire, and on the flip side of Great Balls of Fire was a Hank Williams tune called You Win Again, which was a million seller for him. I got a gold record for it, too. Flip side of High School Confidential I got a gold record for. It was a number one country record called Fools Like Me. So we've been selling and singing country music ever since I started, country and rock. So these country disc jockeys have really stuck by Jerry Lee Lewis and like the pop jocks, where that they went through a different change on playing different type music, but they wasn't playing the hard rock. Now they're beginning to do it again. I think that they learned from our rock, and then they come with their own style of rock, which is good. Can't kick that. Can't kick success. I like the whole lot of shaking type rock myself. But I think these people do a fantastic job, and I think they're fantastic musicians, and they've proven that. I'd like to do one from this album. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy. An old Fats Domino tune, which Louis Armstrong, I'm sure you've heard him do it too. And it's a great song, Blueberry Hill.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, where I found you. That old moon stood still up on Blueberry Hill, and it lingered. Honey, your heart was true. That old wind in the willows played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows that you made were never to be. Though we're apart, woman, you're part of me still. You'll remain my thrill up on a blueberry hill.
Blueberry Hill. I certainly hope you enjoyed it. Little rock Dixieland flavor to it, Louisiana flavor to it there from Jerry Lee Lewis. Myself, thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed it. We're using we're using the Memphis Horns, which are the best horn group in the world. And they have their own sound, you know. And we're using Carl Perkins. Carl's on the album, one of the greatest talents in the world to me. And I started out with Carl Perkins in 1957. I was using a lot of different people on the album, and these fellows are down from Mississippi here, go to college down in Mississippi, a colored group, and which are some of the finest singers in the world and some of my very best friends, you know. And they work with me in Las Vegas, and they just do a fantastic job. Well, Alvin Lee is really one of the sharpest guitarists I've ever heard. He plays with soul like B.B. King. And Carl Perkins, the same thing, like similarity to B.B. King. But Carl has his own style. Alvin Lee has his own style. But I'd say two fantastic, or three fantastic guitar players. Well, it's fantastic. I'm just glad that I got started real young, and eventually it would make me kind of feel a little bit older. But it's a great feeling to hear. You can hear it in all the records. You can hear the similarity, you know. You can hear the piano, the raking up and down on the piano, the keyboard. You see the kids standing up playing the piano, you know. I say, well, you know, set a pretty good trend. Great compliment, really. Started singing and playing piano when I was 8 years old, and in Faraday, Louisiana, my mother and daddy bought me a piano, and done most of my playing in church, Assembly of God Church, Pentecostal Church there in Faraday. I used to play for the choir. Well, I've always been a rocker, and I was playing the spiritual music, you know, and they used to get on me pretty good, you know, say I was playing too much boogie-woogie type of rock with the choir. But I can't have it, that's just the way I am. Been rocking, like I always said, I was born feet first, come out jumping, been jumping ever since. Don't think I really ever had one. I don't, no, not piano players. I loved Hank Williams and the late great Jimmy Rogers, and Al Jolson was my favorites. The only one I ever was something about an old song called Down the Road a Piece. I recall that it had some boogie-woogie piano in it. I used to really dig that thing. Something about an old piano man there playing something. It's an old song. But I heard it one time when I was in Australia, 1957, went over on tour, me and Buddy Holly, and the Crickets, and that's been many years ago. I taught myself, just developed my own style, And my daddy helped me along. My mother helped me. They were very talented people. It's just come, you know. I had nobody that, I never took any lessons or anything like that. When I got a piano, I still have it, by the way, an old upright. I was playing that piano in 2 weeks. I taught myself to play. Oh, yes, yeah, very much so. It stuck by me all the way. I had the greatest parents in the world. Sure did. My dad's still living. He's a cat. He rocks a little bit himself now. My dad, he's always been very proud of me, and, you know, he worked hard to see me make it. And I appreciate it very much, and I love him very much. He's fine people. You just keep doing it, and it just comes to you. Of course, you learn new tricks all the time as you're going along, you know, never get too old to learn. Like when I kicked the piano stool back, well, that was an accident one time on stage, you know. I was playing, and I don't know, I just thought I'd just stand up. I wouldn't have thought about kicking a stool over, you know, and I did. The stool fell back, and the crowd went crazy, you know. I said, well, there you go. That's it. And then on, I was kicking stools back. Cost me a lot of money. I don't know, I just kind of got wilder on stage as I went. And, well, I don't mean wilder, but you know what I mean, showmanship-wise. Like I say, I learned, and there are certain things you do, and so we were very successful at it. Here's a great song, ladies and gentlemen, that we hope you enjoy. Mac Vickery wrote the song, one of the finest new writers in the country and entertainers himself. I'm a meat man.
Hey, call me the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, teeth like a razor, and a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taste. I was born in Texas, the land of beef. I never cared much the greens join the hell like meat. I'm a meat man.
Meat man.
Ought to see me eat, man.
Meat man.
Ooh, I'm the meat man.
Meat man.
Ought to see me eat, man.
Meat man.
I've been down to Macon, Georgia. Ate the buzz off a Georgia peach. Well, I plucked a chicken in Memphis, mama. I still got feathers in my teeth. Hey, I found a folk in Huntsville from a fine Alabama hog. Hey, the charcoal steak in Dallas fed the bone to a Louisiana dog. I'm the meat man. All of me eat, man. I'm the meat man. All of me eat, man. Give it to me now.
Rocker, if you can't get it by that, you couldn't get it at all. I'm a meat man. Mac Vickery song. And this is Jerry Lee Lewis.